Wendy Sears Grassi, director of public affairs for local Planned Parenthoods, said that would deter clinics from opening new centers or even changing locations.
So if we want to open a new health center that does in an area that doesn't have any services, we won't be able to. So it's really inhibiting women's access to clinical care of her choice.
Planned Parenthood is one of the loudest Tallahassee lobbyists for women's health rights, and some reproductive rights supporters think that's what has landed them as the target of many anti-abortion initiatives. Grassi said she doesn't know if this bill specifically targeted Planned Parenthood, but regardless, it is punishing a legitimate health service.
And the thing about it is, you know, we only do about 5% of our patients come to us for abortions, between 4 and 5%. The rest of our health centers provide preventative services and well women care and life-saving cancer screenings, and that's we won't be able to open clinics like that if we also want to do abortion services. And that's a real, I would think, just a shame.
Last year, legislation was passed and signed by the governor that requires an ultrasound photo before an abortion. If this year's House abortion bill is signed by the governor, women will also have to wait an entire day after leaving the clinic before undergoing the procedure. Grassi said that's not only a mental burden on women, it's also financially infeasible.
So that's going to be, you know, a woman's going to have to come in and then she's going to have to leave and come back 24 hours later in order to get her abortion. And this is a real hardship on a lot of women who don't have a lot of money and who have to travel long distance to get services. There aren't that many abortion providers in Florida. So it's a hardship on women who need financial help and who aren't able to afford all the services that they're going to be required to have.
The so-called omnibus legislation also includes provisions forbidding advertising of services, outlaws third trimester abortions with limited exceptions, and another, the controversial fetal pain provision that limits abortions after 20 weeks. Grassi said that part of the proposal was also introduced as its own bill.
They have one up there on the House anyway. The Senate didn't have one that would ban abortions at 20 weeks gestation on the theory that that's when the fetus begins to feel pain. However, there is absolutely no medical evidence of that whatsoever. And in fact, we've read journals where it says that, you know, the fetus doesn't feel pain until the 35th week or something like that.
According to a study in Current Biology, a fetus doesn't feel pain until 35 to 37 weeks of gestation. Another bill in the House that was introduced by Republican Representative Charles Van Zandt for the second year in a row would have outlawed abortions entirely, but it hasn't been debated. There is a similar bill to the one that passed last week in the Senate, but it stalled in committee. Grassi said in all there were 10 bills relating to limiting abortions during this year's legislative session. Supporters of anti-abortion legislation say it protects the lives and health of both mothers and babies. But opponents uphold their argument that it's a conservative attack on women's health.